You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Long COVID, also known as post-COVID or long-haul COVID, is characterized by the effects of COVID-19 persisting for weeks or months beyond the initial illness, especially when the symptoms persist past 12 weeks. The World Health Organization classifies the case definition occurring in individuals with a history of probable or confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infections, usually 3 months from the onset, with symptoms lasting for at least 2 months, not being explained by an alternate diagnosis. Common symptoms include fatigue, shortness of breath, cognitive dysfunction, but also others, generally having an impact on everyday functioning. The symptoms may be new, or following initial recovery of COVID, or persist from the initial illness, and can fluctuate or relapse over time. Long COVID has been observed to affect older individuals and those with underlying conditions, but females have also been seen as having an increased likelihood of experiencing long COVID. One of the symptoms that are majorly present is brain fog, which results in the loss of concentration and or plays up with memory issues. Brain fog is a concern, as studies have shown similar brain patterns to those with Alzheimer's or those who have recently undergone chemotherapy. A malfunction in the microglia is believed to be the root cause behind the fuzzy thinking.
Reference our most recent publication on the definition of post-COVID-19 condition. We highlight three symptoms there that are common. One is fatigue, the second is shortness of breath or trouble breathing, and this is an important one for those of you that potentially may have been very active before. So think about your breathing. Are you more limited? Let's say you used to run 1 mile. Is it now that you don't feel you're able to run as long because you're feeling shortness of breath? So we have to look at what your functional status was before and how you elicit if you're feeling trouble breathing. And the third is cognitive dysfunction. That is a fancy term of what is commonly referred to as brain fog. And what does that mean? That means people are having trouble with their attention, having trouble with concentration, having trouble with recall or memory, trouble sleeping, trouble with executive functioning. So that's actually the types of symptoms people have been describing. But this is just three. There are actually over 200 symptoms described in the literature from patients who have had or have post-COVID-19 condition.
An Oxford study has found that over a third of COVID patients ended up with at least one symptom of long COVID within 6 months of their COVID case, fatigue being the most common of these. While case numbers for long COVID remain low in New Zealand, the condition has become a rapid issue overseas. The World Health Organization estimates that over 100 million people are currently dealing with its lasting effects. I did attempt to reach out to the Ministry of Health for an interview. Because they were preparing for the daily 1 o'clock briefing, I also failed to get a statement from them on the matter. In terms of treatment, options are looking pretty limited. In consultation with the World Health Organization, Dr. Janet Diaz has recommended patient-specific treatments.
Management techniques in order to help people improve their quality of life while they still have these symptoms that have not yet fully recovered. For example, one of these self-management techniques could be that if you have fatigue, then don't overexert yourself when you are feeling fatigued. Try to do your activities when you're at times in the day when you're not feeling fatigued. If you have cognitive dysfunction, as I described before, don't multitask and have too many screens up at the same time or try to do too many things. Try to focus on the one activity that you're working on. If you have insomnia, trouble sleeping, then as well work on sleep hygiene techniques and interventions. So there are a series of these types of interventions that can be done, as well as rehab interventions. Now, we do recommend that the care of patients with post-COVID-19 condition be done in a coordinated, integrated way. We do think at the center of that care model should be someone who knows you, you know, your primary care physician, a general practice clinician that knows you. Then they can reach out to the different specialists in an integrated way, in a coordinated way, in case you need evaluation by a specialist. That can include a neurologist or a cardiologist or a pulmonologist or a mental health specialist or a rehab specialist or someone to help with social work or social or peer-to-peer support groups. So together, this type of care model we think is most optimal for patients who are living with post-COVID-19 condition.
Overseas, pharmaceuticals such as GlaxoSmithKline, Vera Biotechnology, and Humanigen have begun talking to lead researchers about going into clinical trials using their current treatment plans against long COVID. Pfizer and Roche have yet to announce their plans. The major hurdle in drug development has been assessing the case definition for long COVID, according to Dr. Amy Prowl, as each case of long COVID has been very individual specific. The University College in London has launched their own clinical trial, assessing a couple of antihistamines, some inflammation treatment, and a blood clot preventer that are already present on the market to test whether any of the existing drugs can act on possible disease targets for long COVID. Amitava Banerjee, who is the lead researcher on the University College trials, states that the goal of the trial is to target the underlying mechanisms behind long COVID. And these are just some of the developments in the world of long COVID research and treatment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.